Welcome to the new IT. Welcome to the show today. Brad Anderson in the house. What's
Here
going
I
on
am.
Today, man?
Nothing. Same old, same old. What about you?
I'm just hanging in there, living the IT dream. Is that a real thing? An IT
Absolutely.
Dream?
Why is it not?
Sure. Technology.
Getting ready for winter a little bit, you know? Trying to stay warm around those servers.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Except they got big air conditioners in the server room. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What's going on with the show today? What's happening? Who's in house? We got somebody in house, like in studio today.
Can you believe it? It's really nice to have.
Yes.
So not very often we get in studio guests, so it's always nice to have them here. So with having said that, we do have Alex with. I apologize, Alex. I am horrible.
You're good.
I'm going to butcher your company, but it's Asset Works. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Asset Works.
I didn't butcher it. Okay.
It's with an X.
I did my job.
Asset Works with an X.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk some technology. We're gonna talk about your company. So we like to just start off by learning a little bit about you, and you just tell us, you know, what you would like, what your company's about, that kind of stuff, and just what you do. We're just going to talk tech for a minute.
Yeah. So we're not dating. You don't need to give a full background, but
really?
Let us know.
Full background. No, I'm just kidding.
It depends. I mean, we want to know about him, his experience. But
we'll
yeah.
stop you if it gets too personal
exactly.
or anything too crazy.
I don't know. Will we though? I don't.
We probably wouldn't actually.
I don't know if we would. In all honesty, no, we wouldn't.
Yeah. As you can see, we take this show very seriously.
That's what it's all about.
You got to get, really, really into it. So anyway, just tell us about you.
Yeah, so totally. I'm Alex Hill. Company's Asset Works. So we are an IT surplus management. It's really life cycle services. So electronic recycling, surplus management, and we do it for corporations, right? So corporations, school districts, universities, anything like that. We come in. We take all their old surplus electronics and we handle it in the way that they need to. Whether that be wiping the data, testing it, recycling it, or reselling it for them.
You know, I think this is a really interesting topic because, I mean, so often you get a new computer and you don't think about your old. You just either throw it away or keep it around. So it's something we haven't thought of, but I think it's genius.
And I think most people know you're not supposed to just throw it in the trash.
Yeah, so what do? You hang on to it for how long?
Yeah, I've got like 10 in my house that since 15 years ago probably.
Maybe longer than that.
Maybe longer than that.
True. But I mean, I think it's cool. So how did you even get into this? I mean, what made you say like this is where you want to go?
Yeah, totally funny. So growing up, my dad actually did IT stuff, and you know, once I got into college, I was trying to make some extra cash, and he would get stuff in from his clients. It was like this old junk stuff.
Okay.
He's like, hey, can you do something with this? So I'd take it, I'd pick it up, and I'm like, wait, this isn't actually old junk stuff. Like, this is pretty decent stuff. And so I'd list it on eBay, and I would sell it, and that moved into me going onto Facebook Marketplace or like KSL and buying stuff from people that I knew was undervalued, and I'd just flip it. And then I realized, wow, like this is actually an industry and like there's so much bigger, people to target, like corporations. So instead of doing one or two flips a month just to get through college, I dropped out of college and went after corporations. And I found a lot of competitors of mine now that I saw and I was like, man, I could do it way better than that. They've been in the business for 20 something years, 30 years. There needs to be a new fresh look to everything.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, you would think like that's pretty, I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, but it doesn't seem like much is changing in that industry where you have to kind of do a lot. So having a new perspective, what are you doing differently to stand out from your competition?
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, the industry, when I say it's, you know, it's old, like 20 years is probably 20, 30 years are the oldest company. So, I mean, the grand scheme of things, it's young industry.
Young but new. Yeah. I get you.
And it's growing and it's changing all the time. And what makes us different is really we're customer focused. And what I mean, it's great about being on this podcast is like my motto is trying to change it using tech, right? To make it more customer centered, more transparent, and just track things better using technology, as well as just being better and more efficient at what we do.
Ooh, with that said, I like the, what so that sounds like a disruption there. The What are you using technology-wise to kind of disrupt this industry?
Totally.
Like, how would you say? What are you guys doing?
So there's a few things, right? So when it comes down to like electronic recycling or surplus management, we really focus on the reuse side of things. So we're a corporation. We get, you know, say we get 1,000 PCs from them in a month. Most of the companies in the industry that I've seen will take 4 to 6 months to process that equipment.
Really?
And it,
wow.
You know, by that time, they depreciated insane amounts. And you're going to be paying out that client. And so what we've done is we've just developed streamlined processes, whether we're using, so we're using software that wipes the data and we tie that API into our inventory system, which then, you know, it's streamlined where our guys only have to click one or two things, you know, one or two things, and it goes straight, pulls all the data into the system. So they don't have to go in and type, this is the processor, this is the RAM. They put it all into the system on the screen and it pulls it all in. They verify the information, check. And so we can process 1,000 computers in less than 30 days, right? And even more than that, but that's just an example, with less guys. And so it's efficiency on that side of things. So that's the disruptor I like to see. And that's been a big selling point for a lot of clients.
I have a little bit of background. I mean, I've got a lot of clients, and I've had a lot of clients that have had a lot of material, and we've been for 15 years going to recycle places and doing that stuff. And I know going there, there's, you know, a couple guys in the back that's just ripping things out of machines, and they're throwing them in a big bin, and then they've got these racks of a bunch of RAM and a bunch of hard drives.
Yep.
But I've never seen anybody doing any inventory back then.
Yeah.
This was years ago. They just were rooms full of crap.
Yeah.
And you could go, hey, do you want, could I buy that? And they're like, yeah, this is probably working.
$5.
Yeah.
$5.
Exactly.
So this sounds a lot more high tech and much more efficient.
Yeah. So that's the biggest thing. And then the other side is user experience, right? So the big thing about it is a client will give us, say, 1,000 computers. And how it works mostly in the industry is a consignment. So we'll fix it up, do everything, sell it, and then give them a cut, whatever it sells for, as well as like data destruction certificates, recycling certificates. Well, the thing is like a lot of clients come to us, they're like, hey, it takes us 4 to 6 months before we get a serial number. So it's just that decommissioned asset is just sitting
there, yeah.
Sitting in our inventory. And they're like, we're not getting any serial numbers back. And so what we've implemented is a customer portal. So the customer can log on to their custom portal. They can see exactly what we have from that pickup, where the computers are at, serial numbers, model numbers. Is it tested? Yes, no. And if it's sold, what we owe them, right?
Cool. Interesting.
And that's been really big for me as I built the company, is just that transparency. I feel like the industry has some really big players, and there's also a lot of them that are kind of just sketch, like very much, oh, you know, we'll come and pick it up for you, like backyard, middle of the night. But that transparency allows these corporations to, okay, pull a report. We need to give this to our corporate social responsibility people. And that, developing the portal all the time, trying to make it a little bit better, hopefully get an app there soon. And a lot of big plans just to, like I said, like we're right now, people call it the graveyard. You know, we end of life equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We give it new life, resell it. We eventually want to be full life cycle, like everything. You know, you're buying that equipment, where it's at, all the way through its life, we want to be there. And some of the tech that we're working on and thinking about is pretty sweet.
That's awesome. Yeah. Sounds like you guys are very innovative with that and the social responsibility, like you said, of understanding, hey, you know what, this is still good. It may not be good for everybody, but somebody can get some life out of this and some use out of it. So
yeah, I mean, most companies have a 3-year life cycle, so every year they're changing a third out. But I guess more companies than you think actually don't have any life cycle. They have no idea what they're doing. Huge companies.
Until it's dying.
Yeah,
until
which is like...
IT has fixed it 400 times and it's time to...
And there's no... Like a business side of things, like there's no real return if you're holding it for that long. You're wasting so much time.
Yes.
I think it's like 5 days a year when you have a computer, older computer, with how much time it takes. But I mean, yeah, like there's like 50 million metric tons of e-waste a year that goes... And only like 20% of that is actually recycled properly. 5% of it ends up in a trash can somewhere, like consumer grade. And then 80%, who knows what's going on, right? So we focus reuse, resell, because it's corporate social responsibility. Like, we donate stuff for companies, we fix it up and keep it out of the landfill. I think reuse is the greatest form of recycling. Get new life out of it. Absolutely. Give it to someone who needs it, who can buy it for cheaper, or even just get it. And it's great that in that aspect of things.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
I love it.
So help me understand, like, who's taking care of your technology, and tell me about, like, who's with you with AssetWorks. Tell me team size. Let's dive a little bit deeper into the company.
Totally. So, I mean, we have literally only have like 10 members, 10 guys on the team. I run it. So we are.
And you can process thousands of machines with 10 guys.
Exactly. And so that's where it's all like, you know, people ask, oh, how big are you? I'm like, okay, we have 10 guys. But like I said, we're super efficient. Like, that's what it's all about. Mm. We're only 3 years old.
Okay.
And we've already, like I said, there's the sketch and then there's the big players in the team. And we're already starting to get up there. There's some certifications in the league that separate you, put you in another league that we've gotten. And so that's what it's all about, team size. I run most of the technology. That's my thing. Like, I love especially like processes, like how developing that in my processes, putting it in, okay, like how can we streamline this, make it faster using technology? How can we do this, this, and this? That's a passion of mine, as well as like, right now we're a recycling company, I'll be straight up, but the future I want to be a tech company. That's where I'm at.
That's cool. I mean, it's good to see that you have that vision and that passion to understand where you're at and where you want to go. So kudos to you for that, because I don't think many people realize and understand that.
Yeah.
With that said, too, what are you seeing of the future? What is your end goals and your fun stuff? Because I have a feeling, just talking to you, that you really have some exciting things in your brain.
Exactly. No, I love it. I'm a dreamer, I guess I could say. Like I was saying, like, full life cycle solutions.
So would you, like, they would buy product from you, like new product?
So they buy new product from us.
You would warranty it and all that good stuff.
Yep.
And then take care. Dude, that's...
And where I really want to get into is, like, the inventory management. Like, from when you buy it to when it gets to me, what's
and
happening to it.
And they will know everything that's going... The client would know everything that's going on with that machine. And, I mean, oh, my God.
Well, the thing is, too, is, like, what, like, break it down. Like, my dream and passion, what I've talked to people about it, trying to figure it out. You know, you see these corporations have, say, 10 locations. Say there's 10 locations here in Utah. Where they're like, hey, we need to buy this new server, or we need to buy 50-plus computers. Like, do we have the budget for it? Blah, blah, blah. Or, like, little do they know, at the furthest location away from them, there's 150 computers just sitting there that are totally fine, that they just downsized in that location. And so they're like, instead of having to buy brand new ones for that other location, they can bring them over. And that's actually an issue that I've talked to a lot of people about, that they've struggled with. And so we want to develop it. My whole thought is, like, we sell it to
where
you.
Where you're at.
Inventory management. Yeah.
Inventory management, like GPS trackers that you put on each computer that you see, okay, like, as soon as it passes this threshold in the software, the geofencing, right? It's like, okay, this is now in this office. This is where it's at. It's been there for this long. Then we'll be able to track, you know, put a management software on it and see, okay, this is how often it's used. So they can pull these reports. This is how often this computer's been used. This is where it's at. This is where it moves. It's been sitting in this closet for a year and a half. Okay, it's time to decommission it, get away. So they can track all this data to streamline processes, save money, as well as just, like, give computers to other people. And that, I really want to, like, get that everywhere, right? So anything, throw a tracker on a chair if you need to, like.
So how on earth are you? Oh, go ahead. This is exciting. No, go ahead, man.
So I was just going to say, like, help me understand, like, from a company's perspective, how much per, I know this is kind of a loaded question, but how much could a company save per computer if they're in this system and doing it through you guys?
So I don't have, like, exact numbers, right? Like I said, like, it's still super early. Like, my whole goal is perfect exactly what we're doing now to a T even more, and then move into that. But probably thousands of dollars per quarter or month, or depending on the size of the company,
right.
Tens of thousands of dollars for some of our bigger clients.
And and that's where I said, that's where I was trying to break it down as simple as I could. Yeah. But I kind of know that's a
well, it's even more than, like, question. How much will they save, but how much will they get a return on? So it's like, you know, these companies that have, they're like, oh, crap, like, we don't have a great lifecycle plan. They look, once we get it all instituted, they look at it like, oh, we have 30% of our computers are either not being used or over 6 years old. So we come in, pick them all, sell them all, get them a return. And so they're a return that they wouldn't have seen because they wouldn't have done anything with it, right?
They wouldn't have. They let it die until they beg somebody to come pick
exactly.
it up.
Exactly. And paired with that, like, we want to do, like, you know, consulting of, like, okay, like, 3 years. If you're going to do 3 years, this is how we're going to do it. These are the ones you need to change at every 3 years. Policies for your IT guys that if something comes in, it's broken, like, they look it up in that software. They're like, oh, this is due for a refresh in 6 months. It's garbage now. We could throw another fresh Windows install on it, or we can just, you know, move it up 6 months. And it would just automatically run that and do things with that.
Awesome.
So. Wow. I love it. Ooh, this is the future of IT, man. It's the future of IT. I love it. I can see my head spinning because I can see so much. In the past, I just, you know, call the recycle guys, get this crap out of here. Yeah. That was our whole philosophy the whole time in any company I've ever been in or taken care of. It's, oh, that's the crap pile.
Yeah.
Please have somebody come get it. And that's my whole world of recycle companies, right? That was it. But you're saying you can be, this is just cool. It's a whole different thought process around let us. And this is the way it's going to have to be with cloud services and everything going on. Hardware is the only thing that's going to matter.
Yeah.
Because inside servers and on-site and prem stuff, all of that's going away.
Yeah.
And the only thing you're going to have is the devices that people use.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think you're in a great space here to because I've said, you know, those IT service companies and stuff, they're going to start hurting because I know 70-80% of a lot of their revenue is in hardware.
Yeah.
That's going to start going away. They're going to have to start figuring something out.
Yeah.
I think this is an option.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like it's a volume game, right?
You know, absolutely.
A single managed service provider isn't going to be able to do anything with it, but it's helping people like that mindset you were talking about of, oh, this is just crap. And usually when they have that mindset, it is crap. Like, they have these laptops that they've just
so
ran
long.
Into the ground.
Right, yeah.
They've trashed them. Like, they just throw them in the pile and it just like breaks the screen. You're like, just like, it hurts me. I'm like, okay, guys, like if we can like view these as assets.
Still an asset. Yeah.
As things that like, yeah, they're depreciating assets and it's not going to make a huge difference. Like, you may not get a ton back, but it's also just like viewing that and understanding what that is. But yeah, like that's what it's all about. Viewing that, changing that. And like data centers, we do like data center decommissioning for a lot of companies who are moving to the cloud or just upgrading. Because a lot of people are moving cloud, but a lot of people never even were on their own. But
right.
A lot of these big companies we're working with, they still do. And it's actually highly lucrative to have that data center stuff. And like we're trying to get into it even more because it's extremely expensive equipment, high resale value to resellers. But it's, like you said, it's changing.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to stay that way. It's just not.
No.
5 years from now, things are going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
And we know that. We see that. Me and Brad see it. We see the technology changing. Everybody does, not just us. I mean, everybody should see the writing on the wall. And I laugh when I, you know, there's thousands of IT service companies, managed service folks out there. Yeah. And if they don't change their mindset, they're not gonna be around.
Yeah. No, and it's... It's a lot of it going to be like networking too. Like there's another thing we want to get into. It's called third party maintenance. Like something goes out of warranty, we warranty it. Like, so it's like 3 years, you buy the Cisco switch, whatever, costs tons of money, out of manufacturer warranty after 3 years, we come in like, hey, we'll warranty it. Pay us. We engineers who can answer your questions in 5 minutes. You need a part, we ship it to you overnight. Like it's there. And you're paying for this service to it. To extend the lifetime of these computers or these assets, rather than just going right into the retail market, which is another great thing. Like, but what you're saying, like, I see desktops becoming obsolete, and honestly, not very long. Like, desktops will not be a thing shortly.
Maybe just Chromebooks, everybody has
Chromebooks,
like a
laptops,
Chromebook.
Like
iPads,
tablets. We've already seen it a ton.
Yeah,
like, school districts that we work with.
Oh yeah,
they used to be thousands and thousands and thousands of desktops.
Now there's so many Chromebooks. I mean, the schools have really owned the Chromebook world, and they've realized, oh well, we can do pretty much everything on a Chromebook.
Exactly.
It's exciting. What do you do with those, man? Chromebook? You resell a Chromebook?
Dude, Chromebooks, they're a very small window. So it's like, it depends on when they get rid of them, obviously, right? They suck to process.
Yeah, I can imagine. I bet.
It's a nightmare. But, you know, a lot of them, it's a very small window where a desktop can have value for years.
Yeah.
Chromebook, like within 6 months, I've seen them go from value decreased by 90%.
Yeah.
So we look at the model. We usually just recycle most of them. Probably 90% is recycled.
Yeah.
And then when we do get good ones in, you know, a couple thousand of them that are decent, we can get a decent recovery. It's we'll weigh like, okay, we can sell it for this much processing time, everything like that. This is what's left. We'll process it. But if not, it's recycled. And that's recycling is huge. I think.
What do you mean huge?
Like, I think you recycling mean it's a huge, is going
to be the. Monetarily it's huge, or just you're gonna have to do it a lot, but I mean
it's good monetarily, but like I think it's the future of the industry, a big part of it.
What do you mean?
So we focus heavily on reuse, right? What we've seen, so COVID happened, people couldn't get new stuff, there was supply chain issues, all this stuff, so everyone held on to everything, and so your reuse market, resale market, everything skyrocketed.
Shot up. Yeah,
I was able to sell things for insane money. Well, now everyone's okay. We got our stuff. They're releasing tons of stuff. People don't need as much. Like, work from home workers don't need laptops. So prices have decreased substantially in the last 6 to 8 months. Hmm. And I think as we keep going and things keep moving, I think we're going to be recycling things where we used to sell all day. That it's just going to be recycling, but which is a...
Like, I mean, give me an example of what you're thinking with that.
So, for instance, basically anything under, like, if this is technical, like i5 8th gen... is it has value underneath it, but man, like just drops off. Especially like can't get Windows 11 on it, right? So mm-hmm. basically it's just dumped. Things, or even like Macs. I used to sell MacBooks. It's probably gone down 50% of what it was.
Hmm.
And
so do you make money at all on recycling?
Oh yeah, so we make money on recycling. So how it works, we, like I have tons of stuff we want to get into, but like full recycling.
This is exciting. I don't know why, yeah. This is intriguing to me.
Really, so demanufacturing is huge. So like we bring in the Chromebooks, demanufacture it down to the basic parts, ship it out. So we have something called R2 certification. It's like an environmental certification which tracks everything. So anything that leaves our warehouse that is not tested and sold to someone, so it's like a Chromebook that we're recycling, we track that commodity and serial number all the way till it hits the smelter, whether that be in Korea, wherever it is. So we
have
to track it.
So do you have to do that? Is that regulated?
So okay. That's part. So it's the prior regulation of the certification. So it's like, okay. So, and it's super, like for companies, it's huge. Like, and a lot of people don't realize it. People just don't think about the effect of a Chromebook from your school district ending up in the trash with your name on it. Like, you find that
it can happen, yeah.
Oh, and it's a nightmare. If you go with someone who doesn't do it, or you sell it online and bulk auctions, you don't know who it's going to. You don't know if they're pulling the parts out of it and then just throwing the case away with your name on it, which can have a huge impact on your social responsibility and just your name. And so I think, so recycling is going to be huge. People are going to realize, oh crap, like we need to actually like use the right people. And then, like I said, I think the volume is just going to go up and up and up, which is good. Like, and like I said, like, I can't tell if it's the economy or just how things are going in the market, if a lot of stuff is going to be recycled or if people will pick it all up again and it will be a little longer.
Interesting. That's interesting.
I think it's going to be an interesting time. I mean, I think people are going to hang on to things maybe a little bit longer, but I still think they'll upgrade and say, hey, yeah, I want a new computer. It's time.
I think it's interesting. There's new blood in the industry. It feels like you're really wanting to be innovative and figure out how to make this a better space for not only recycling and all that, but for companies.
Yeah.
I mean, giving them an option that they... I work with schools a lot. I work with a lot of different schools. Mm-hmm. And secondhand, we do a lot of secondhand stuff and purchase a lot of secondhand things. And I think that's helped the schools out. It's helped them... be able to do things and have, you know, because their budget isn't like a company. You can't make more money. Their budget is their budget, and it's nice if we can, you know, tighten that budget up with technology.
And help them out, too, I mean, from what it sounds like.
Yeah, and I think
they get part of that commission.
That can go all the way around with what you're doing. So super cool. So how do you see the future? And I know we kind of already touched on this. How do you see the overall future of the industry? Not just you guys. Do you think other people are going to be catching up, or you think companies are going to fall to the wayside? Your thoughts.
So there's a lot of good companies in the industry, like huge. I'm talking like billions of dollars.
And they see the coming, and they're not stupid. Well, yeah, sometimes a company will get so big they get
that's
stupid.
That's my thing. I think a lot of them, like right now, things are tough with selling retail, like reselling stuff. And I've seen a lot of companies who've made dumb decisions who've been able to make it through because they're the only ones. And I think, I don't know if they're going to make it through. And I don't think a lot of these companies that we've seen who are big, who have been working with all these companies, if they'll make it through with just the innovation. Because people are going to, are wanting more and more. Social responsibility is huge. Getting a return. And then just customer service of like, hey, like we need this like picked up this week. We don't have space for 1,000 computers. Come pick them up, get them. So it's just like people before just, they were the only ones around. There was no disruption. There was no changing. So I think the future is we're going to see a lot of these big boys fall. We're going to see that. We're going to see a lot of people pick it up, and it's going to be very much technologically driven. Like there's couple other companies who have that I've seen.
Mindset.
Yeah. And it's going to be a race, and I see it, and I definitely, the growth needs to happen to get there. Yeah.
You want to be in the thick of it.
Exactly. And
true entrepreneur, right? Absolutely.
Ever-changing industry. It's wild.
Am I rude to ask how old you are?
24.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yep, I had a feeling early 20s. I
love it. That excites me.
Yeah, I turned 24 a couple weeks ago.
20-somethings that are still passionate about changing the world.
Absolutely. It's an awesome thing.
Yeah, but like I said, I think it's going to go really all corporate social responsibility, recycling, and then just, I think people are going to start wising up and realizing that like throwing this stuff away is not going to be the way it is. I think business minded, and I'm like, okay, like all these people, like they have all this equipment, like why don't they focus on it more? Why don't they give it to like someone who actually cares? Like, and I think that's going to change. A lot of people don't. Like, it's very much like every company doesn't have a person. People are starting to hire people that are over that, but a lot of these corporations are like, whatever, don't care. Like,
just throw it away and get rid of it.
So
we got to put it in the pile. Put it in the pile and then call somebody to come get it and not worry about it anymore.
So this brings new meaning to the whole phrase, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
For real. Billion-dollar company's trash is a lot of people's treasure.
Absolutely.
And you see that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Well, this has been cool. This is a cool conversation. I like to ask, or we like to ask it, kind of the end, your overall thought about technology in general, not just your world, but what do you see the future of technology? We just, somebody that's in the space, that's in technology space, we like to kind of get your last thoughts of what do you see in the future of technology? You got any insight in there that you're like, oh man, this is going to be cool?
I thought a lot about it, like, where is tech going? Are we going to hit a slowdown? Are we going to just keep seeing it blow up? And I don't know, man. It's all over, guys. But I do think technology is the future. The more people, you know, older generations who aren't into that, the more we progress and, like, I hate to say it, they pass away, get in the bad.
Really?
People my generation, you guys, like, who are like-minded, it's just going to plow forward. That's my thing. Like I said, I don't know. Like, is it going to stop or is it going to keep going? I think it's just going to blow up.
It's going to.
And what does that look like? What's going to blow up? And I know we've had a lot of people, and we've asked this question a lot. I know, I think that the biggest answer we get, tell me if I'm wrong, Brad, is AI. AI always AI comes up. It's always being talked about that it is the future. I'm just curious.
When I think of like the future of technology, a lot of people think, oh, like what type of technology, AI or like
automation.
I think those are
two big ones.
I think of the recipients. I think of like, okay, I feel like right now it's huge business to business, like huge tech bomb, you know, all this stuff. I think consumer tech, like working with individuals, lifestyle, anything like that within their homes, that's going to be huge.
Well, and I don't know if you're tapping into this market, but where I can see on the consumer side is, hey, you have a portal or you have a website, and you can say, hey, earn $100 for your used MacBook Pro or your used laptop, and people may want to do that.
Yeah, there's a marker for that there.
Serious numbers game, though. Yeah. You'd have to.
Oh yeah, insane numbers. It's
there's an opportunity there, but man, there's also a lot of bells and whistles that would have to be going on to make that work.
No, I agree. Like I said though, I think it's consumer. Whether that be blockchain technology in our everyday lives of DMV, getting our title for our cars, like whether that be electronic, 100%. Like all that stuff. It's Stone Age, and I think technology is gonna. And it's tough too because a lot of that's regulated by the government and handled by the government. So an entrepreneur can't come in as much and make it happen as quickly.
Yeah.
But I think it's gonna be things we do every day, not so much business to business or like sales software or you know productivity software with businesses, but it's gonna be individuals like each of us in our daily lives with our families.
I think you may have, that's interesting. I don't think we've really talked about that much, but I think you may have something there that it inevitably the consumer drives everything.
Absolutely.
That's technology and computers only become bigger and better mostly. I mean, this is what I've heard in the past many, many times. It's because of gaming.
Yeah.
Because you know, the computers get bigger and stronger so they can play the games better. And as a side note, we can do things on the computers more too, but I think the gaming industry pushes that kind of technology, that hardware and stuff, and that goes back to consumers. It's consumers that are building that out. So I think you have something there. It's interesting that we've never really talked about that before.
I don't think we have. And that's the funny part is, I mean, you know, having you on, it was like kind of an eye opener to me. It's like, we already have this here, and it's like, why has nobody ever done anything like that? And it's makes sense. Yeah. There should be.
I love getting new minds and new ideas and
young
new
minds.
Yeah. Ooh, this is good stuff, man. Well, thank you for being on the show. This is good. I think this is one of those deals we could talk all day.
Oh, absolutely.
If we don't wrap it
cut
up,
it off
we
somewhere.
Won't.
Right.
I feel that.
Any last words? Your thought process around your company? How do people get a hold of you? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, find me on my website.
Which is?
It's assetworks.us.
Assetworks.
Works with an X, you know.
Assetworks with an X.
Yeah, instead of KS.
US.
Yep, so hit me up there. You can schedule stuff. Give me a call, email. And if you're a corporation, be smart with your electronics, guys. Ooh. And then consumers, I'm coming for you.
I like it. Brad, any last words, man?
No, he summed it up.
I think so. Well, cool. This has been great. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Guys.
We appreciate it. And thank you for listening to The New IT.